I mean, three Flash releases in 6 weeks. Google is just, they're just throwing the kitchen sink at the workhorse tier right now.
Right? It's almost comical. Like, do they even have a versioning strategy anymore? Or is it just whatever is ready on Tuesday?
Exactly. But look, 3.8 Flash just landed, and it's actually kind of a big deal for anyone building agents. It's keeping that same introductory price as 3.75 cents per million input tokens, which is basically a signal that they want this to be the default for every agentic loop. By the way, how's your week going? You still staring at those latency spikes?
Yeah, it's been a long Wednesday. I'm basically just babysitting a cluster at this point. But anyway, the interesting part here isn't the price, it's the diligence claim.
Right, the works harder bit.
Yeah, they're explicitly saying 3.8 Flash executes extra reasoning steps and calls tools iteratively on complex tasks. It's not just a weight update, it's a change in how the model handles effort. It might actually use more tokens to get the right answer.
Interesting.
Exactly, which is a huge trade-off. If you're optimizing for cost, you might actually prefer 3.7. But for long horizon stuff, like the deep SWE benchmarks, 3.8 is apparently beating out models that are way larger and more expensive.
See, that's the product win for me. If I can solve a complex engineering problem end to end for a fraction of the cost of a frontier model, I don't care if it uses a few extra tokens to get there. That's a massive win for the dev experience.
Sure, if the reliability is actually there. I'm always wary of those autonomous solving claims until I see the failure modes. But the cyber variant is where it gets weird.
Right, the Fairwind program.
Yeah, 3.8 Flash Cyber. It's restricted to trusted defenders. They're claiming frontier level performance in vulnerability discovery. And they've got this 70% success rate on an internal benchmark across 20 languages.
Wait, 70%?
Yeah, and on CWE Bench, it's basically on the Pareto frontier for patching. The Chrome team says it's producing 2.6 times more correct patches than the best commercial models. That's actually a significant leap.
I love that they're prioritizing patching over exploitation. It's such a pragmatic move. Like, here is a tool to fix your house instead of here is a tool to break into one. It makes the safety argument a lot easier to sell.
It does, though I'll admit, the trusted defender gate is a classic move. It's a way to ship a high capability model without the PR nightmare of an automated hacking tool.
Oh, come on, Draco. You're just being a pessimist. This is a genuine utility for critical infrastructure. Imagine finding a foundational vulnerability in 2 hours that usually takes months. That's not just a benchmark. That's a real-world save.
Okay, fair. I'll give you that one. It's a real use case. I don't know. I'm still waiting for the day we stop calling everything a frontier model, just because it's the newest one in the folder.
Stop it. You're just grumpy because of your cluster. But seriously, if you're building an AI studio or Android studio, you can just swap to 3.8 Flash now. It's already live.
I'll stick to my latency spikes for now.
You're hopeless. Anyway, I'm going to go see if I can actually get a 3D castle built with a single prompt. Talk later, Draco.